This is VOA News coming to you, Gene Randall. Lebanon was rocked by street violence overnight after the Lebanese pound sank to a new low against the U.S. dollar. Today, it appears the country's central bank is ready to inject fresh dollars into the market to prop up the national currency. This after angry demonstrators shut down roads across the country. In Beirut, they scuffle with police, smash storefronts, attack banks, and set fires. All of this amid repeated calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The heavily in debt Lebanese government has been asking the International Monetary Fund for a financial rescue plan, so far without success. Exactly 2 years ago today, the leaders of the United States and North Korea held a summit in Singapore. There are no happy wishes being exchanged. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. And China says the United States should take concrete measures to address North Korea's concerns. The coronavirus pandemic has India firmly in its clutches, with some 10,000 new infections a day being reported. India's total case count is approaching 300,000, the fourth largest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day, moving India's number of lives lost to almost 8,500. New Delhi is especially hard hit. One worst-case scenario shows the capital could reach 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite those findings and the real-life numbers, India has removed most of its lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives now topping 422,000. There are rising COVID-19 case numbers in many U.S. states, notably among those that reopened their economies the earliest. More than 2 million coronavirus cases are reported nationwide with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. This is VOA News. Wall Street appears ready to erase some of yesterday's massive losses when the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,800 points, but it may not be easy. At this hour, the Dow is up 450 points, but that is hundreds of points below the figure at today's open. In Britain, nearly two decades of economic growth has been wiped out by the pandemic in a single month. London says the economy in April was hammered by a loss of more than 20%. It was the first full month under lockdown conditions. The bottom line, the British economy today is 25% smaller than it was in February, as the UK heads toward one of its deepest ever recessions. Meanwhile, Britain continues to ease back on restrictions, and Monday, such non-essential businesses as department stores and electronic retailers are set to reopen. And there is mounting pressure on the government to relax its rules on social distancing. The UK to this point has lost some 41,000 lives to COVID-19, with close to 293,000 cases. There is good news on the pandemic from Australia, where the chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says the coronavirus has been eliminated in many parts of the nation, clearing the way for the resumption of sports events and for the return of foreign students to resume their classes. Murphy said Australia has recorded just 38 cases of COVID-19 over the past week, with travelers returning from overseas and already in quarantine accounting for more than half of those cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month announced a three-step plan to remove most lockdown measures by July. And with case numbers falling dramatically, he says limits on indoor gatherings would be loosened in the next month to allow crowds of up to 10,000 people in seated sports stadiums and a trial run for foreign students to return to Australia. Critics charge that President Trump appears intent on treating the issues of racial equality and the pandemic as secondary to his political future. He's planning major events in states where there have been alarming upswings in COVID cases. And a week from today, Mr. Trump is scheduled to hold a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the date Black Americans used to celebrate the end of slavery in the country. In June 1921, Tulsa was hit by one of the worst incidents of racial violence in the U.S., when hundreds of African Americans were killed by white mobs. The rally also comes just days after the burial of George Floyd, the African-American who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The Democratic Party chairman in Oklahoma says Mr. Trump's timing is loathsome and insensitive. There is a rapidly growing movement in the United States to remove monuments that honor noted figures in the Confederacy, the collection of southern states that seceded from the Union and waged civil war against it from 1861 to 1865. There is also sentiment both in Congress and the Defense Department to change the names of American military installations honoring Confederate military leaders. President Trump says he won't even consider the idea. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.